Yeah, yeah. Millionaire. Make sense aside, baby. I always wanna know something about me, man. Wanna know something about me? Don't judge me. Don't judge me by my music, man. Don't judge me by what you heard about me either. Millionaire. Listen, hey, my father was Muslim, my mama's a Christian. I couldn't even look surprised when they said they were splitting. Wasn't no bacon or grits in off in the kitchen, it was missing. Plate was full of non-nutrition. I was born skinny, the hunger was forcing me to get angry in my lifestyle. No smile, wasn't born friendly, born with a thorn in me. I'm scorned, so I'm pawn Remy. I'm thinking it, boys, feel me, but boys, is a void in me. Oh, got to excuse me for giving you the truth and being the type to give proof that you giving an excuse. You gotta excuse me for getting in the booth and keeping it real about life while you living in the poof. Fantasy, damn it, he isn't as big a man as me. If I tell him the truth, he need to hear and he getting mad at me. The truth can hit you as hard as a salt and battery and make people that used to run with me switch up and challenge me. But ain't we family? Y'all forgetting what y'all were. Forget what your boy heard, cause this is about more words. It's all about communication, but niggas ignore verbs. If your boy shouted, I'm hating, then that got your boy served. Don't deny it if you a man, so you should be man enough. I'm far from feminine, we take pisses while standing up. They smoking on cannabis while they tell us they jamming us. Look a fan in the face and ask them, are you a true fan of what? Are you really a fan of us? Or are you the type to switch and get pissed and bootleg the diss? Cause I'm not dropping them quick. They love you and then they diss. They hug you and then they hiss. They happy when you arrive and go right back to being pissed. Honestly, man, I don't really even give a damn. Instead of being who you want me to be, I be who I am. I'm living life for my family and live life for Cam. I don't live life for my fans. And don't switch up my words, just let me explain my thought. I appreciate your support, I appreciate if you bought my CDs with all your heart. But this music is just an art, but it's not as precious as life. In the middle is where I'm caught. Looking out for my people, my motive was never evil. My motive was never see-through, my motive was always equal. Outsiders will lie and try to promote it, that I'll deceive you. They give a notice to you, but don't give a notice to me too. Yeah, that's something that I call divide and conquer. They try to get inside the monster to divide the monster so they can become the monster. Then they'll try to stomp you. Inside the circle of friends is where you find imposters.
To hell with y'all niggas. I don't trust a lot of niggas anyways, man. For real, man. Seem like my fans always want to know something about me, man. I kinda keep to myself, you know what I'm saying? I don't really just talk to a lot of people because I don't trust a lot of people as it is, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of fake niggas in this game, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't never question what my motive was with this whole color changing click thing, man. You see it out there, man. I know it's rumors out there in the streets that I'm a greedy nigga, or I did this to Paul, or I did this. Man, it's all rumors. It's all it is, man. This is my part where I say what I feel, where I say what the truth is, my truth is. Because everybody gonna have their own truth, but it's two sides to every story. I'm not the type of nigga that can tell family business to anybody, you know what I'm saying? I just don't do that. Even if everybody else do it, I don't do that. That's just the code we live by, you know what I'm saying? But I will tell you this. I do support my niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga down with me, I'ma be behind him 100%. A nigga can't say I was greedy. I was out there pushing my team, you know what I'm saying? Razak, 50-50, Young Ro, I pushed everybody before I ever pushed myself. Before I dropped this mixtape, I was pushing my team. You know what I'm saying? And I always looked at it like it's a team. The question you need to ask yourself is, was it a team in everybody's eyes? It was always a team in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? Whether or not the public wants Paul Wall and Chameleonaire, it's always been a full team. My brother been here from the start, since Paul learned how to rap, my brother was here. Y'all don't know that, and you might not care, but I do, you know what I'm saying? I look out for my family, I look out for my team, and it's gonna be like this forever. I just wanna let y'all know, man, I'm not on no label. I'm doing my own thing, man, standing on my own 2 feet. A lot of people gonna come at me like, man, you shouldn't have done this. You don't need to burn no bridges, man. This ain't about burning no bridges. It's about respect, man. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about respect, man. If I'm out there doing something, man, I'm rolling dice, and a nigga touch my money, it ain't in the fact about the money. It's about the respect, man. That's what this is completely about, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like niggas need to respect me, man, because I give respect to everybody I see. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way a nigga was raised. I've been going for a long time, having niggas spit on me, throw dirt on me since back in the day when I was passing out flyers, you know what I'm saying? Now that I got respect, I'm not letting nobody take me back to square one, man. You know what I'm saying? I'ma keep it that way, and I'ma guard it with my life, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that way for any one of my team members, anybody down with me, man. I feel like that. I'ma ride for them all the way through, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like everything I see on the CD is me. This is what I feel, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people that be like, man, don't say this, don't say this, keep it cool, keep it cool. I've been keeping it cool for a long time and never said nothing about none of this stuff going on. Keeping it cool, but I'm tired of keeping it cool, and I mean that there, man. Really, I just want to take this time to say, you know what I'm saying, don't believe what you hear, man. You know what I'm saying? When I get behind these mics, the real me, man, a lot of these people that's talking down on me or saying whatever about me, they never met me before. They have never met me before. And it's crazy because I would hear people say stuff, rumors all the time, and I really just don't say nothing about it. I just let it slide. Then it grows to being this big monster. So this is my time where I clear it up. You know what I'm saying? There is no beef between me and Paul Wall. You know what I'm saying? We don't hang out. We don't rap together, but there's no beef, man. I don't have a problem with Paul. And the only reason, the main reason why I would never get on this CD and disrespect him, you know what I'm saying? Even though I am very, very upset about some of the stuff he said, I wouldn't disrespect Paul because I got respect for everything we've been through, man. Paul was like a brother to me, so, you know what I'm saying? How would I look even going at him, you know what I'm saying? When we've been cool since we was little kids, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But I'd be damned if a nigga that ain't never met me, ain't no kin to me, that I don't know, disrespect me, you know what I'm saying? So that's what this is about. It's all about respect. And I will guard that with my life, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is gonna respect me and my team. Speaking on Young Ron 50-50, who are part of the team, you know what I'm saying? The niggas was in the team, the niggas was working hard with us. 50 been down since day one. Ro was kind of a new addition, you know what I'm saying? Being that we was with Paid in Full Records, we used to be with Paid in Full Records. He was down with Paid in Full Records, and he was helping us with so much stuff. Like, he was helping us with all the records and everything that was coming out, getting our quality straight. So I was like, you know what, man, if somebody helping me and I really see it in their heart, that their intentions is good, I try to help them too, you know what I'm saying? It would be crazy of me to sit here and have all these blessings and not sharing with the people that's helping me, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way I looked at it. I started helping Ro, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to let everybody out there know that this Color Changing Click thing, it was never a label. It was always kind of a place where you can come establish a name for yourself and build a name for yourself and spread your wings, you know what I'm saying? Like, Young Ro, he got his nobody stuff. 50-50 got his rock for rock stuff. Me and Razak, we doing some stuff together. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. And Razak is my artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to push him to the death. But 50-50 and Young Ro are not really signed to me. They signed to Paid in Full. They still on Paid in Full contract. So I don't know where all this is going to go and where it's going to turn out to be in. But, you know, I show them love because they down with me, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a contract or not, man, I show them love and I push them. You know what I'm saying? And this is where I stand right now. I don't have a problem with Paid in Full, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I kind of knew it wasn't going to work out. You know what I'm saying? I knew it wasn't going to work out, but I tried it. And I really just wasn't comfortable with the way it turned out. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's record sales or not, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to be and have some sort of control, man. And I feel like I didn't have that over there, man. It was a lot of stuff going on, man. So, I respect business. I understand that's the way business works. So I did what any smart businessman would do. I just went on to do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing now. Doing my own thing. Color Changing Click for Military Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I done turned it into a real label. You know, real contracts, real everything. That's what I decided to do. And, you know, everybody wants to know why I didn't go to a major. A lot of people don't realize that when I left Paid in Full, they still had songs on me. And I had to go start all over from square one. So instead of just turning in a whole nother album, finishing the songs and turning in the album, I let them keep what they had, and I went and did my own thing, you know what I'm saying? I tried to fight for the songs, but I couldn't get them. That's the truth, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bomb on anybody. I still got, you know, respect for the Cat and Mad Hatter, you know what I'm saying? But saying this is the truth. And lastly, I know all my fans want to know what my plans are for the future, if I plan on going major or staying independent. And really, only time will tell, you know what I'm saying? The reason why I didn't go major before, I never really told nobody this, but the real reason was because I didn't have control of my life, you know what I'm saying? I've always been in a situation where it's somebody else pulling the strings and really got the full control, and that's what I've been looking for. It wasn't really even about the money, it was about the control. I want to be able to make the decision on what I'm going to do and not have somebody else pulling the strings and making that decision for me. So I'm just going to keep on rolling on, man, you know, keep grinding, you know. My album Controversy Sales is coming soon. Y'all make sure y'all look out for it because I worked so hard and put my heart into this album. So I'm pretty sure that if you're a fan of Chameleon, you'll love it. Mixtape Messiah.